Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Discussion of legalization of sports betting in Georgia abruptly ends. There were high hopes that sports betting would soon become legal in the state of Georgia. However, due to disagreements between lawmakers over how money raised through taxes would be spent, legal betting will not become a reality in this legislative session. There were two proposals that would have legalized sports betting: Georgia Senate Bill 386 and Senate Resolution 579. While both had support from both the Republicans and Democrats, neither was able to secure the two-thirds majority in the Senate, and the House needed to advance. Macau hosts final horse race after 40 years. Macau's horse racing track held its last races on Saturday, marking the end of the equestrian sport in the jurisdiction. The development builds upon the recent decision of the government to terminate its contract with the Macau Jockey Club in April after the Macau Horse Race Company requested the closure of the horse racing tracks due to several operational challenges. The Macau Horse Racing Track began operating over 40 years ago. However, in recent years, the horse racing industry in Macau has been facing economic difficulties, largely due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Zelensky addresses soldiers' petition against online gambling. President Volodymyr Zelensky has directed Ukrainian authorities to tackle the widespread influence of online gambling following a petition that calls for restrictions in the nation's gambling industry. The petition, introduced by a soldier from the 59th Brigade, Pavlo Petrochenko, calls for the prohibition of gambling and access to online casinos for military personnel during martial law. The petitioner also asked the government to initiate a bill to ban gambling advertisements featuring symbols of the armed forces of Ukraine. Massachusetts AG launch coalition to educate youth on gambling risks. Andrea Campbell, the Massachusetts Attorney General, AG, has announced a collaboration of industry stakeholders to launch the Youth Sports Betting Safety Coalition. This organization has been tasked with raising awareness and educating 12 to 18-year-olds about the potential risks of problem gambling. The reason for this new coalition is the proliferation of sports betting throughout North America. Members of the coalition want to address the potential dangers of sports betting to some players, and the coalition will provide information tailored to youth in the 12 to 18-year age range. New York's Metropolitan Park Casino development backed by Queens Councilman. A notable development arises as New York City Council member Francisco Moya extends his endorsement to proposals for a casino in Queens. Specifically, he throws his weight behind Met owner Steve Cohen's ambitious initiative to construct an $8 billion entertainment complex adjacent to Citi Field. Moya, who represents the areas of Flushing Meadow Park and Willets Point, released a statement in which he said that he, wholeheartedly, believes the development is in the best interest of the area and the city as a whole. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.